Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's a very good morning to Des Cahill.
Yeah, morning, Mary. It was a hectic night in European football last night. Celtic eventually beat Young Boys of Switzerland 1-0 to secure Champions League progression. It was a strange game. Kyogo had three goals ruled out for Celtic in the first half before Arne Engels of Celtic missed a penalty. And they didn't manage to score until the closing minutes. Ireland's Adam Ida had a shot saved, but Lloris Benito turned the rebound into his own net. Celtic then had Maeda sent off before the final whistle, but their manager, Brendan Rodgers, didn't hide his satisfaction afterwards.
There's been a lot of critics around Celtic in Europe at this level. So I'm just very proud for the club and the supporters, because it's, like I said, there's been so many moments and near misses and some tough times at this level. But I don't think there's any doubt in the 18 months that we've been here. I think we've made progress and made some big steps, and this season we've shown that. So no, we just want to keep growing. It's a privilege to manage Celtic at this level, but I wanted to be a Celtic manager at this level and be competitive. And I think we've been that.
That's Brendan Rodgers. Also through our Arsenal, they beat Dynamo Zagreb 3-0 last night. Declan Rice, Kai Havertz and Martin Odegaard got their goals. The big story, though, is that Manchester City's chances of Champions League progress are in peril. They lost a two-goal lead and slumped to a 4-2 defeat against Paris Saint-Germain. After Jack Grealish and Erling Haaland gave City that lead, PSG replying with the four goals, and City are now in 25th place. They'll have to beat Bruges at home in their final game to have a hope of reaching the knockout stages. Let's hear how City manager Pep Guardiola explained it afterwards.
Is there a particular reason you think that you haven't been able to kill games off when you've been ahead recently?
Because to play, you have to play. We could not. So to defend the result, you had to take the ball, and we didn't have it. And they have it more. They attack better, and that's why it's more difficult.
All or nothing, as you say, for this game against Bruges. Now, would it be unthinkable for City to go out of the competition at this stage?
Could happen. If we don't win, we don't deserve it. So the game was then. So it was a difficult time because Sporting Lisbon, in a certain moment when it happened, PSG staff to Juventus staff, all the games away that we have always is difficult. But this is a reality. We didn't do enough points and we had to accept it. And the last game against Bruges will dictate what we have to do.
Another defeat that caught the eye last night was Bayern Munich, who lost 3-0 away to Feyenoord. In tonight's Europa League action, lots of eyes will be on Old Trafford. Manchester United host Rangers there. Spurs are in Germany to play Hoffenheim. In the English Championship, Leeds United return to the top of the table. They beat Norwich 2-0. Burnley romped to a 5-0 victory at Plymouth. Golf now, and Padraig Harrington has made an excellent start this morning to the Ras El Khaimah Championship in the UAE. He's picked up four shots in his opening holes and he's in second place, three behind Marcus Armitage on 7-under. Shane Lowry played his first round of the new year at the Farmers Insurance Open in San Diego last night. Two courses being used here. Lowry opened with a round of level par 72 on the South Course. The leader, Ludvig Åberg, he shot 9-under 63. In rugby, Connacht's URC meeting with Glasgow Warriors has been pushed back until Sunday in anticipation of this weekend's storm. The game originally fixed for Scotstoun and Glasgow tomorrow night. In tennis, the close friends Aryna Sabalenka and Paula Badosic take to the court for their Australian Open semi-final at 8:30 this morning. Five-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek takes on the American Madison Keys in the second semi-final. In cricket, Clontarf's Alice Walsh struck 31 off only 19 balls to help Ireland qualify for the Super Sixes of the Under-19 World Cup by beating Pakistan in a rain-affected T20 game. And finally, for now, we have a big day's racing today. The Galmoy Hurdle and the Thaestes Chase, the features at Goran Park, where the action begins just after 1 o'clock. They're on RTE2 television.